50-minute Spanish for your job session 8. 30 Spanish phrases for parents. Hola, welcome to a new session of 15-minute Spanish for your job. I'm your host, Miguel Lira, and in today's session we will go over 30 phrases in Spanish parents can use to talk to their kids. You can find the show notes as well as a free podcast upgrade with the transcript, audio, and video for this session at SpanishForYourJob.com/8. Remember, you can access free additional materials, including a video with text and a PDF transcript so you can read along as you listen. Access your free podcast upgrade at SpanishForYourJob.com/8. This practice session is designed to help you learn common phrases and patterns that can be used in everyday situations. Previous podcast episodes have focused on listening and comprehension, and today we will focus on expressing ourselves using common phrases that can be modified easily to be used in different scenarios. During this practice, we will read each phrase in Spanish, then in English, and then in Spanish again so you can understand the parts you may have missed and your mind gets to connect the pieces together. We will go over each one of the examples, and I'll make observations about variations and exceptions when needed. Okay, let's get started.
Frases en español para padres. Spanish phrases for parents. Frases en español para padres. Let's review a few phrases in Spanish that can be used by parents who need to make common requests when talking to children. This is phrase 1. Ven aquí. Come here. Ven aquí. You could also just say, ven. Come. Ven. However, make sure you don't say ven allá, which would mean come there, and sounds a little odd. For that, you can use the next phrase. Phrase 2. Ve allá. Go there. Ve allá. If you want to refer to a specific place, you can change allá, which means there, for a specific place and add al, if it's a masculine noun, or a la, if it's a feminine noun before the place you're referring to. Let's look at a few examples. Ve al baño. Go to the bathroom. Ve al baño. Ve a la escuela. Go to school. Ve a la escuela. Ve al auto. Go to the car. Ve al auto. Now let's look at phrase 3. Siéntate. Sit down. Siéntate. You could also say, por favor, siéntate. Please sit down. Por favor, siéntate. Or you could also try, siéntate, por favor. Sit down, please. Siéntate, por favor. Now, phrase 4. Párate. Stand up. Párate. Here are a couple of variations you can try. Por favor, párate. Please stand up. Por favor, párate. Or you could also try, stand up, please. Párate, por favor. Stand up, please. Now, phrase 5. Quédate quieto por un momento. Stay still for a minute. Quédate quieto por un momento. Phrase 6. Quédate aquí un momento. Stay here for a second. Quédate aquí un momento. Now, phrase 7. Quédate en tu cuarto. Stay in your room. Quédate en tu cuarto. Phrase 8. Es hora de ir a dormir. It's time to go to sleep. Es hora de ir a dormir. Here are a few variations you can consider. Es hora de ir a la escuela. It's time to go to school. Es hora de ir a la escuela. Es hora de limpiar tu cuarto. It's time to clean your room. Es hora de limpiar tu cuarto. Now let's look at phrase 9. Baja la voz. Quiet down. Baja la voz. You could also say, baja la voz, por favor. Quiet down, please. Baja la voz, por favor. Or perhaps, por favor, baja la voz. Please lower your voice. Por favor, baja la voz. Let's look at phrase 10. Guarda silencio. Be quiet. Guarda silencio. You could also say, por favor, guarda silencio. Be quiet, please. Por favor, guarda silencio. Phrase 11. Sé amable. Be nice. Sé amable. Here are a few variations. Sé amable con tu hermana. Be nice to your sister. Sé amable con tu hermana. Por favor, sé más organizado. Please be more organized. Por favor, sé más organizado. Sé honesto. Be honest. Sé honesto. Now let's look at phrase 12. Ven por aquí. Come this way. Ven por aquí. Phrase 13. Sígueme. Follow me. Sígueme. Phrase 14. Agárrense las manos. Hold hands. Agárrense las manos. Phrase 15. Tira eso. Throw that away. Tira eso. Phrase 16. Dime. Tell me. Dime. Phrase 17. Muéstrame. Show me. Muéstrame. Phrase 18. Dáselo con cuidado. Pass it nicely. Dáselo con cuidado. Phrase 19. Sécate las manos. Dry your hands. Sécate las manos. Phrase 20. Por favor, ponte los zapatos. Please put on your shoes. Por favor, ponte los zapatos. Now, phrase 21. Por favor, quítate los zapatos. Please take off your shoes. Por favor, quítate los zapatos. Phrase 22. Por favor, discúlpate con ella. Please apologize to her. Por favor, discúlpate con ella. As a note, disculparse is a reflexive verb. So if you were to say, excuse me, I would say, discúlpame. And if I wanted to say, excuse him, he's just a kid, I would have to say, discúlpalo, solo es un niño. Now let's look at phrase 23. Por favor, responde la pregunta. Please answer the question. Por favor, responde la pregunta. Or you could also say, por favor, responde. Please answer. Por favor, responde. Now, phrase 24. Por favor, mírame a los ojos cuando te hablo. Please look me in the eye when I talk to you. Por favor, mírame a los ojos cuando te hablo. Or you could also say, por favor, mírame a los ojos. Please look me in the eye. Por favor, mírame a los ojos. Now, phrase 25. Ponte una chamarra. You need to wear a jacket. Ponte una chamarra. Here are a few other phrases you can try. Ponte guantes. Put on your gloves. Ponte tus guantes. Ponte bloqueador solar. Wear sunblock. Ponte bloqueador solar. Now phrase 26. Ponte el cinturón de seguridad. Buckle up. Ponte el cinturón de seguridad. Now let's look at phrase 27. Déjame mostrarte algo. Let me show you something. Déjame mostrarte algo. Next is phrase 28. Acábate tu comida. Finish your food. Acábate tu comida. Here are a few additional phrases. Termina tu tarea. Finish your homework. Termina tu tarea. Termina de cepillarte los dientes. Finish brushing your teeth. Termina de cepillarte los dientes. Now let's go over phrase 29. Limpia tu cuarto. Clean your room. Limpia tu cuarto. And finally, phrase 30. Por favor, ayúdame con esto. Please help me with this. Por favor, ayúdame con esto. Good job. Now let's go over each phrase in Spanish only. You can use this section to review these phrases and practice your comprehension skills. So after you've listened to the Spanish, English, Spanish section, you can go over this next section by fast-forwarding the podcast all the way up to here, all right? Let's go over all phrases. Ven aquí. Ve allá. Siéntate. Párate. Quédate quieto por un momento. Quédate aquí un momento. Quédate en tu cuarto. Es hora de ir a dormir. Baja la voz. Guarda silencio. Sé amable. Ven por aquí. Sígueme. Agárrense las manos. Tira eso. Dime. Muéstrame. Dáselo con cuidado. Sécate las manos. Por favor, ponte los zapatos. Por favor, quítate los zapatos. Por favor, discúlpate con ella. Por favor, responde la pregunta. Por favor, mírame a los ojos cuando te hablo. Ponte una chamarra. Ponte el cinturón de seguridad. Déjame mostrarte algo. Acábate tu comida. Limpia tu cuarto. Por favor, ayúdame con esto. Hey, by the way, if you are enjoying this podcast and you would like to get additional practice materials, you can visit SpanishForYourJob.com/premium.
where you will find longer practice materials with a similar structure in audio, video, and text versions. Plus, you'll find additional challenges that you can use to practice your comprehension of spoken Spanish at a pro level. Remember, you can find these premium practice materials at SpanishForYourJob.com/premium.
Don't forget that you can access a free podcast upgrade as well as the show notes for this session at SpanishForYourJob.com/8, where you will find a video of this session so you can read the materials as you listen to their pronunciation at the same time, as well as a printable PDF guide with transcripts and a downloadable audio MP3 file of this session. Remember, you can access these additional materials for free at SpanishForYourJob.com/8.
If you're enjoying this podcast and you find it useful, please let your friends know about it so they can also practice and improve their Spanish. See you next time. Hasta la próxima.